Albede, A Thinker, Young Roman Monk, and La Chiaruccia by Alexandre Cabanel. During his first visit to Rome in 1846, the young collector, Alfred Bruyat, commissioned his compatriot, Alexandre Cabanel, a student at the Villa Medici, to paint a number of pictures about his stay in Italy. The first of these, Portrait of Alfred Bruyat, shows the young man as the very embodiment of the cultured traveller. Completely different in its ambition and carefully thought out by the two men, the triptych, Albede, A Thinker, Young Roman Monk, and La Chiaruccia, lifts a rather clichéd Italian iconography to the status of parable by bringing it to the aspirations of a youth marked by romanticism. Albede is a character in The Fragments of the Serpent, Canto 26 of The Orientals by Victor Hugo. Published in 1829, the collection marked the irresistible flowering of the Orientalist movement, which provided artists with an inexhaustible supply of subjects, peopled by largely imaginary odalisque female slaves. Cabanel replaces Victor Hugo's graceful and modest image with one of lost innocence and resigned disillusion. Her vacant expression, languid indifference, and dishevelled dress, her flimsy gown fallen open to the waist, all contribute to showing the character as an object of sensual pleasure. A Thinker, Young Roman Monk, belongs to the highly formalized register of the religious orders, an important feature of Italian life. Monks were a popular subject for painters. However, by separating his monk from any reference to monastic life, Cabanel has moved away from the usual edifying anecdote to produce a genuine character study. The pensive pose, the energy in the hand emerging from the Franciscan's robe, allude to the young monks tormented by passion, found in Louis, Byron, or Hugo's character Frollo in Notre Dame de Paris. La Chiaruccia, or Little Claire, was a model working for the students at the Villa Medici. The sculptor, Pierre-Jules Cavalier, made a profile medallion of her, visible in the picture by Glaze, interior of Bruyat's study. Here she's posing in Neapolitan costume, carrying a basket of freshly cut flowers, the embodiment of those picturesque characters from the Italian working class who so fascinated the foreigners living in Italy. This final picture closes the series and supplies its meaning. On either side of the figure of the thinker, whose duality is completely internal, the Chiaruccia and Albede juxtapose two destinies, two outcomes for a youth they both share. The simple, brightly coloured clothes of the flower girl are echoed in the courtesan's sophisticated silks and faded tones. An animated pose, headscarf blowing in the breeze, is contrasted with passivity and abandon, the open air with confinement, inhabited, controlled nature with the disorder of an impenetrable jungle, vigour with laziness, wholesome good health with sickly decadence. A veritable meditation on the meaning of existence and the choices to be made in youth. This ensemble seems to illustrate a motto which Alfred Bruyat developed in his younger days and inscribed on the frontispiece of his catalogues and the walls of his gallery. Love, religion, work.